Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena. How can I
How
help
are
you?
you? Hi, Lena. How are you?
I'm good.
This is Milad. I called in earlier. You were at lunch, I think. I talked to someone else.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've been told that someone called for me, but they didn't tell me who exactly.
Yeah, can you talk right now? Aren't you busy?
Yeah. No, it's okay. We can talk.
Okay. Great, very good. So, Lena, I don't know if you remember me or not, but we talked about, like, the loans and stuff, like, probably a couple of months ago. And we are trying to get loan for our trucking business. We are actually looking for both an equipment loan
and
capital.
Exactly. Working capital. Mm-hmm. What's
exactly.
the name
so,
of your business? Good.
It is Milad Transportation LLC. The letter I got from you, it says Milad Trans because it used to be Milad Trans, but we changed it to an LLC like a year ago, less than a year ago, like 10 months ago.
So it's Milad, it's M-E-L-O-D?
No, it's M-I-L-A-D.
Oh, M-I-L-A-D. Milad.
Yeah, it's basically, they pronounce it like Milad, but
yeah,
it is Milad.
Okay,
real name.
Doesn't matter. So do you have my email, which I sent you, or did I send you an email with a list of documents we would need from you?
No, but before will you go ahead and send
yeah.
me an email, I got some questions for you, Lena.
Sure.
So for the working capitals, what is the minimum and maximum you do loans? What are the terms?
We don't have. Okay. I got it. So what is your gross annual sales? That's
gross?
Okay. Yeah.
Let's say 180 to 2,000, 200,000.
About 200,000. Okay. So you probably, if your bank statements, the most recent 6 bank statements are showing that you're making about 200 a year, that's a projection from the 6 bank statements, then you're probably going to be qualified for about 20,000, maybe 25. Need to see the bank statements and tax return to know for sure. How much would you need in working capital? What do you need it for?
20 to 25. We need it for business expenses.
Yeah, but what kind of business expenses?
We are, as you know, we are going to get a truck and trailer. So we need it for registration, for the registration of the truck trailer, for insurance of the truck and trailer, for buying a warranty of the truck and trailer, those stuff.
Okay. So then 20,000 should be enough for that.
20. Max 25.
Yeah.
20 would be enough.
Yeah.
So
20, 25. Okay. And,
and
plus,
what are the terms and interest rates?
That will be, okay. These loans are typically from 3 months to 18 months long. And it all depends on the qualifications of your business. How good is your credit history, your personal credit history? Do you know?
Very good.
Very good? Okay.
Yeah.
We have more than 40 different programs. We have every program available today on this financial market. And we have different tiers of programs like A, B, C, and it all depends on where you're going to be qualified. And for me to start guessing right now, it's really not giving you the right information, because before I see the documents and even submit them to our credit department, because we have analysts in credit department who analyze your business from every different angle, and they very often surprise even me with their predictions about your business or what they think and how they qualify it. So the best thing would be it's maximum 48 hours for them to give me the answer. And sometimes I even can have like couple different options for you. And the most important thing is that first time you get a loan from us, it's always like starting a relationship, you know, and we want it to be long term, so we work with our customers. And when you pay back 50% of the loan, we can get you more funds. We can get you more funds even before that, but it's more expensive. At 50%, we can get you cheaper funds, and we can pretty much get you better loan and maybe move you to a different tier if you were not qualified first time for the best tier. So our loans like getting better with time. Plus, because we have both working capital and equipment loans, we can always get you better rates on equipment and on working capital than many other banks or financial institutions.
So for the working capital, the maximum, longest term that you have is 18 months?
Yeah. We have,
we
have up to 3 years, but I don't think trucking business will be qualified. It's a little bit, I will try for the longest time, but usually trucking businesses are not qualified for the longest. It's not because you have a good business or bad business. It's because of the average of the industry. See, it's not it's not your fault, and it's not because your company is bad or something, or maybe you have a perfect credit and perfect payment record, but the industry, the performance
of the industry.
You
don't do personal at all.
No, no, it's not personal. It's only business loans.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need personal? Personal is much worse because
personal terms are usually longer.
No, no. If it's unsecured, no. Only secured. If you have a house and will get the credit line for your house or second mortgage on the house, then it can be longer. But if it's just a personal loan, no.
Yeah, some institutions and unions actually they offer personal loans for like $15,000, $20,000 for like 3, 4, 5 years, but like they are specialized in
that's,
personal loans.
Have you seen our advertising? It says 3 years. Yes, we do have a couple of programs. 3 years. It's very difficult to be qualified. The same
that's
with them.
Awesome.
When you have the business which has 200,000 gross, do you have any other income?
No.
Or just this business? No. I can assure you they will not give you long-term loan, personal. Business loan, you can get better in this time. If it's unsecured loan, it's always better to have business loan. And one very important thing, that if it's personal loan, it's reported to your credit history. And it brings your score down. Business loan, otherwise, it's making your business credit history better.
By the way, where do you report the business loan? To UCC or Dun & Bradstreet?
UCC, yeah, no, UCC.
Mm-hmm. Not Dun & Bradstreet. And in order to run the credit, do you put a hard inquiry or soft inquiry?
No, soft. Soft inquiry.
Soft?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
And I asked this question from the lady. She didn't know, I think. So here's the thing. If
she
we can
know?
Do this... Okay. Yeah, if we can do this, we're not even going to need a working capital. So as you know, when you get a truck and trailer, you need to pay for the registration, insurance, and a warranty. So if
uh-huh.
we give you an invoice, let's say we get
which
a
which includes
business
whatever
loan.
You will give me, that's between you and whoever you buy it from. Just do not put that it's if you can make the price higher. We will not finance insurance and all this. If you will put it as a line item, we will not finance it. Are you buying new or used truck and trailer?
No, it's used.
Used. And where are you buying it?
We don't know yet.
Oh, you don't know yet. Mm-hmm. You didn't find it yet. So why are
we
you
found
about
some different ones, but like I'm not sure which one exactly we're gonna get. We have like three, four candidates.
I got you. Did you try to finance trailer?
No, not yet.
No?
Not yet, because
okay.
I'm trying to make sure that the loan is good first. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, my main concern right now is this, because we basically, we have no problem getting the money from any institution, credit union, bank, or whatever. I'm just trying to see which one is the better deal, first of all.
Can you
second
get it
is,
from credit union? Can you get
I'm not
money
actually,
from credit union?
No, but I get from, like, different banks, GE Capital, BMO, like, you know.
Yeah, but none of them will do zero down. GE Capital with trucks do not do trucks without down payment. At least 10%
down.
I know.
We
finance
100%.
Oh, yeah, we do.
No,
we finance 100%.
You don't need down payment. But I thought you need first and last payment up front.
Yeah, first and last payment is not a down payment.
They need down payment of
10%. No, they need it too, first and last, but they need the 10% down.
No, I understand. What I'm saying is this. I mean, we have the down payment to pay. My point is this. If we can, like, get the insurance, warranty, and the registration with this loan, we don't even need the working capital. The reason is this, because we needed to pay that. And my question is this. We cannot actually include it into the invoice from the dealer.
Registration, we finance. We finance registration. Insurance and warranty, yes, too. Warranty, if the dealer or whoever sells it to you will include warranty, we finance that too. The only thing
what
we do not
don't?
Finance is... Excuse me?
What if they don't include warranty? What if I want to buy the warranty myself from the warranty company?
No, it has to be on the invoice.
Oh, it has to be on the invoice?
At least I never did. I've done a lot, and I never...
What about the registration?
Separately.
How do you do the registration? Because I do the registration.
We do the title, and we finance all the expenses.
Because the way we do registration is we work with a third party. They get the registration
mm-hmm.
for us. They are our... Basically, they're our agents. So... The agent get the registration, we pay to the agent. I mean, they send us an invoice.
One truck, one trailer. One. Now you're going
to
buy the second one.
Exactly.
Is it a sleeper?
Is your truck a sleeper? Yes.
Okay, and you have only one. And that will be the second one. Yeah, that's the deal breaker. We do not finance second sleeper. Only third, fourth, fifth, but not the second. You have to have two, or you have to buy two, second and third.
Oh, you don't finance at all, or you're talking about registration?
No, we do not finance second sleepers. Sorry.
Oh, not at all. I mean... You don't
not at all.
Mechanism.
No, but what we can do, we can get you working capital, and if someone else will give you the loan, and usually for a second truck, it's hard. It's really hard to get the loan without down payment. So if you will need the down payment or money for insurance or whatever you said, then you can do the working capital and use this money for it. We have many trucking companies who do that, who take working capital and use it as a down payment for the truck.
Yeah, but I know the thing is, it's only 18 months. When you do the third and fourth and fifth one, so ever, what are the terms for those loans?
Again, I told you, our loans start like at 3%, and they go all the way because we have like 98% approval, so we approve almost everybody, but the terms are different.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the terms, like how many months, not the percentage.
Oh, up to 5 years.
Up to
sometimes
5 years.
Even 6 years.
So you don't do the second sleeper.
Mm-mm.
What if the first one is not a sleeper?
Your first one is not a sleeper?
What if?
I have to find out. I know that we didn't. It changes all the time, and I didn't have like a second sleeper for a while. So I will need to find it out and get back with you on that. And it's going to be only tomorrow.
That's cool. That's okay. You can just give me a call tomorrow.
How much do you want to spend on your truck and trailer?
I would say altogether, because I'm getting a truck and trailer. There's a chance I get one truck and two trailers. So I would say something around $60,000.
For everything?
For everything.
Oh, okay. $60,000. It's for two trailers and a truck.
Yeah, two trailers and truck. Or maybe one truck and one trailer, you know. I'm just giving you a ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Manjit. I will find out tomorrow morning and give you a call. In the meantime, you can send me, you know, it's not much. You can send me your three most recent bank statements, only first pages. I need three bank statements, first pages. And I need the application from you. Do you have the application or not?
No, you'll email me tomorrow that and tell me if
okay,
we can do it
or
not.
Email?
If
what
it is Milad, MILAD 90 F as in Frank at yahoo.com.
So you email me, and then if this was something you could do, I will email them back.
Okay. Yeah, and this is your right. I have like caller ID. Who was it? Majid. That's you? Sadijan Majid?
No, that's my dad. Majid is my dad.
Oh, okay. And and what is your name?
Milad.
Okay, that's okay. Milad, like you're... Okay. I will email you tomorrow morning and we'll let you know. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Bye-bye.